hearing is conditional use number 1745, Gray's Creative Touch.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a landscaping and garden center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.702 acres, more or less, lying at the southwest corner of Route 26 and Road 342, also known as Sandy Landing Road. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of survey of the property and a sketch attached. We have two agency comments as of today, the first one being from the State of Delaware Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report making reference to this application. A traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service is level of service A and will not change as a result of this application. The second comment came from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We received it yesterday. Makes reference to the application, the location, the intent for landscaping and garden center. The site is located within the Vines Creek planning area. Our wastewater capacity is not available at this time. The proposed conditional use is we'll use an on-site septic system. In other comments, when the county provides sewer service, connection to the system will be mandatory. The county does not have a firm schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and a concept plan is not required, and that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. Good evening, sir. Tell us who you are and what you're up to.
My name is Willard Gray. I own the property that Mr. Lank was talking about. Basically, all we want to do is have a family-run type small operation of a garden center and landscaping. We currently have, I think on the map it shows you, a small greenhouse. It's 13 by 60. Basically, it's just to start seedlings in the summer, or I mean in the winter, so that we can get them started and put them out on the property, grow them, sell them, hopefully. And then have a little spot set up for produce, just an old farm wagon. And that's also grown there, like corn, tomatoes, squash, basically is what we sell there. One little modification to that behind the greenhouse is now where it's just a little portable canvas type garage. I store straw in it. It was shown originally on the left-hand side of the greenhouse. The other thing that we keep there is four different colors of mulch and some topsoil. I think on the picture there was a shed, implement storage shed. That's not there. That because we were told just put down anything that we thought we might want to put on in the future. That's not there yet. Basically, in a nutshell, that's it. That's what we want to do.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anybody's got any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Gray. I'm sure at some point in this process, our director or our assistant director explained to you that conditional use, we may, if we act favorably on this, be able to put forth certain conditions, you know, that go hand in hand with that. And hence, I will ask you some questions and try to get a better idea of just, and I thank you for saying what it is that your services and all are going to be, but I'd like to know, how many days a week would you like to be open if we act favorably on this?
Probably six.
Six?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday, so no Sunday hours.
I'm not in favor of Sunday, no, sir.
Okay.
If we did anything at all on Sunday, and right now it's operational, All we have done is left a little money cup out there on the table. If someone stops by, it's on the honor system. They put something in for what they had, they picked up, but we do not open it as such on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And by virtue of what you just said, so you have, it's obvious to me, I've been by the place several hundred times that you've been operating. Did you get a violation notice from the commission, or did you come forward on this to expand?
Originally, I was told, but not anybody on the commission or anything, that if I was growing the produce, I could put the stand out there and I could basically do what I wanted to, mm-hmm. everything. I got a violation notice that I was in violation, so then we came up here and started the paperwork, and on, because I just told them, I didn't know.
So 6 days, no Sunday hours. And speaking of hours, what sort of hours do you keep? Are they, do they change with different
they
seasons?
They change with the season a little bit. Usually open somewhere in approximately 8 o'clock, and that doesn't change that much. In the early spring, we'll close about a half an hour, 45 minutes before dark. So in the summer, when you go to the, your daylight saving time, we have kept the flags out there and everything till about 7:30.
Mm-hmm. So it could be. So if the hours were 8 to 8, that would cover you in all.
Yes, sir.
Seasons when you put your flags out. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were open, let's say if you've got pumpkins or something, and it is dark at 7 o'clock. What type of lighting do you have, or do you propose any lighting in addition to?
We do not have any out there. I mean, I got some on a little storage shed that's there, but that's just for the storage shed. It's got two little spotlights, but we do not light it up at nighttime.
No neighbors have ever complained about excessive lighting or anything going over. Okay. How about signage? Would you want if this were granted, would you want a lighted sign?
Right now we have one sign that I got the permit for, that's right in front of the house. And then on the north side, we got one of those ones that has the fluorescent lights inside of it. You can change it with the letters and everything. Mm-hmm. Basically, we don't even light that one up. We let people see it during the daytime. Now, it does have it. My son has put a message on there, like, happy birthday to a friend of his one time, and then lit it up at night. But as far as advertising what we have, the permanent sign that's in the front yard does have two little spotlights on it. Okay. And in the spring, usually we may run it, but it goes off on a timer at 11 o'clock so that it's not on all night.
Right. So the one sign is permitted and permanent, and the other is on a wheeled axle.
It's on just a metal frame. It's bought it over at Sam's. You've seen it, probably. I know you've seen them. St. George's Church has one there where they have like speakers coming in or whatever. It's that one with the white plastic and then the fluorescent bulb behind it. That's the other sign.
How about the number of employees? How many employees do you expect you would have?
Just me, my wife, and my son.
So three. Do you have any, how many deliveries do you get? You mentioned that you've got mulch, topsoil. I guess you have trucks come and drop that off, or do you lighter that to your site yourself?
I go pick it up and bring it to myself.
Okay. All right. Do you intend to provide any type of sanitation facilities, any porta johns or anything for anybody that comes and shopping at your?
Not at the present time. We've had a couple people say it would not be nice to have like a Johnny on the spot there or something of that sort. I don't plan on putting any permanent facilities in, mm-hmm. because we're just not that big of an operation.
Right.
That I need it.
Okay.
And the Johnny on the spot still up in the air. We're debating whether we're even going to do that or not.
Yes.
You don't want to be under it when it comes down.
Poor neighbor gets mad and tips it over.
Yeah, that would be a creative touch.
Yeah, the, right.
I guess a question for Mr. Lank or Vince. If this application were to go through the system, would we see a different concept plan than this? Would we see something that would have...
It would be required.
Be required, so items of parking right. And all that would be addressed, any parking
part
and
of the
everything.
Site plan review process.
Okay. And do you keep the merchandise that you have, with the exception of the signs, do you keep that, what I would consider a respectable distance, back from Sandy Landon Road and Route 26? I've had some operations down in the area that sometimes put stuff practically right on the shoulder of the road and create a lot of... Yeah.
No, we don't put it right on the road. We got...
So if I were to request you to keep, or the commission and council were to request you to keep things, say, 25 feet back from the shoulders of the roads, would that be something you could live with?
Yes, sir. The wagon is located there now. It's got pumpkins on it. Is probably in the neighborhood of 40, 45 feet off of the road, mm-hmm. and that's on the back side of the ditch that runs down there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're talking about parking. When you come in over the tile to the right, between there and back as far as the greenhouse in that picture, I know it's not all drawn to scale, is on the north side is all parking area.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Cordy?
No questions.
Mr. Jones?
Mine all been answered.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
How's that honor system work out for you? Pretty good?
So far, it has worked out very good, sir.
We're just
surprised.
Just waiting for you to try that with cars.
How would he do that?
I'll put it this way. We were surprised, presently were surprised, because when things disappear, usually there's money in the little cup out there. Now, they may not pay for everything they take, but we're satisfied.
I needed to hear it.
Okay. Anything else? Is that it? Okay, Mr. Lang?
I had a question about honor system. Question just messed me up.
I'll buy you next car.
I pass.
Well, you may think of it.
I may think of it before we get closed here.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions.
All right, sir. Well, Mr. Gray, we thank you. If you would take a seat nearby, we're going to see if anybody's here that has an interest in your application. And I would ask if there's anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1745, Gray's Creative Touch. Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1745? Mr. Lang, did you think of your question?
No, it wasn't important anyway.
All right, then. Well, gone.
Save it for council.
Okay. That being the case, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to just call the office in the morning.